Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively no longer in the city confines. We're out of the county. We're at Mays Chapel. Taking me a long time to get up. I'm going to put my Wise Markets hat on here, fix my hair all up. But I got Maryland Lottery scratch-offs to give away here. Our guests, Frank and Terry, are going to be a part of this. Also, our friends at Goodwill Window Nation. And it is the final day, some places, for the Maryland Restaurant Association Restaurant Week. They're celebrating. We are at Cooper's North. We're here in the Plaza Mays Chapel, Timonium. I got a bunch of guests coming by to talk about. I promoted out on the web that I was eating the gumbo. I said, we're going to talk chair. We're going to talk about beautiful animals today. Kate Pike is going to be here from Be More Humane. My pal Greg's going to be here from Towson Transfers. Greg Landry as well as Leonard Raskin. And, of course, we're going to talk to Patrick about his place and Cooper's and Cooper the dog. I once petted Cooper the dog. His picture's all over the place. Terry Aronson is here and Frank Collada is here from the Cal Ripken Senior Foundation. And I am delighted to have you guys on. Don't have the restaurant anymore, right, Tark? Make sure you know
I'm out of the restaurant business nest, and I'm happily engaged in this college basketball season and starting it off with the Cal Ripken Senior Foundation luncheon.
Well, I remember you guys had this for a long time. Frank, you've been involved in this. You got your Villanova gear on. I remember Jay Wright coming down here before and after he won national championships. But these things take a little bit of a respite during COVID, and you try to bring things back for foundations and stuff. The good things is I think the two of you and you add me, we got like Kevin Bacon. We got the whole city covered here. Frank doesn't know him. Tark doesn't know him. Nestor hadn't talked to him before. They're not going to come to the Ripken event.
Right. Pretty good chance, Ness, that if we don't touch them, they're not coming.
Well, give me the background on this. Frank, you've been at this a long time. Tell me about your involvement with Cal Senior, and I knew Cal Senior. I'm one of the old-timers here that I remember him from being in the locker room back in the 90s, but this thing's been going on a long time, and Cal, his family foundation, this was important to his father, and every year you guys are raising hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars.
Close to $500,000 a year.
With this
alone.
That's a lot of money.
With this alone.
This is one event.
For a luncheon.
The biggest luncheon in the state.
Well, give the history of the luncheon, because when you think Cal Senior, you think baseball, right?
Yep.
This has always been a basketball-related luncheon, right?
Yeah,
I remember Coaches versus Cancer. We had all sorts of things that are related to basketball. How did basketball and baseball? I mean, Cal always loved basketball.
Frank and I, we're both board members with the foundation and certainly always looking to do something positive for the foundation. And he and I had a conversation one day. He was close to the Villanova program, as I am with the University of Maryland program. And he was tied in with Jay Wright, and I was tied in with Gary Williams. And I said one day to Frankie, I said, you know, with the connections we have with basketball, even though, as Ness said, baseball is Cal Ripken, Baltimore is a major basketball town as well as baseball, but the alumni base from Villanova, the alumni base from Maryland, located in and around Baltimore City, Baltimore County, we need to touch them and put something together. And we came up with this luncheon.
It kicks off the season, literally, right?
The season. It has been times when in the early going when the coaches who appeared back then had to get out quickly to get back to their respective gyms for practices.
Moonlight Madness is...
Well, midnight Moonlight Madness, right. But Gary Williams, then coach at the University of Maryland, and Jay Wright, coach of Villanova, we were blessed to have them agree to come in and do the show and do the luncheon. And
about a decade ago? When did it start?
This is our 10th anniversary.
All right, fair enough.
You know, with the exception of COVID, this will be our 10th year. The coaches have been great. Jay Billis with ESPN has been a moderator for us, an MC, and just done a tremendous job.
You got Van Pelt this year, maybe?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Scott has decided, not decided, but we asked Scott to join us this year as Jay has a meetings the entire day of the event up in New York with
ESPN.
With the network. So
they pay him. He's under contract with them.
Well, let me say this for you guys. Villanova, Big East, all that. For the basketball, you're wearing your football gear, Frank, but the basketball side, Maryland has this rich ACC, now Big Ten. It's amazing how many people you can draw from, right? And the rich, rich history of basketball here that there are. So I had Muggsy on the show a couple weeks ago, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're just talking about basketball and tradition and what we have here. There's no reason this thing shouldn't be as successful as it's been over the last 10 years.
Throw one at you, Ness. Baltimore and the ACC, there were more ACC alums in and around the Baltimore area than any other city in the country. Take that one to the bank. And we did, going way back, I did something with the ACC with a football banquet, and we found that statistic out. So here in...
Well, we were the biggest city in the ACC forever, right?
Well,
And then they really didn't have Atlanta in until Georgia Tech
came along. Yeah, it was Charlotte and Greensboro. I mean, you're looking at Charlotte being a decent-sized city.
What is now, for sure.
In D.C. right around the corner. So this market was prime for basketball. And thusly, we evolved out of that. And with Frank's contacts through business and mine through business... you're touching base with a lot of the corporations. They were all in. And we started off with a bang. The coaches we've had every year, and I got a list in front of me that have been with us.
Wojo been in, Jim Calhoun, Fran Dumfrey, Bobby Kremins, Jimmy Pat. Where's Jimmy, man?
He's on his way.
Jimmy, I saw he did something the other night. They did a Maryland reunion, didn't they? Did you guys do something
they
the
did. They did a reunion the other night. Actually, I had Coach Willard and Jimmy in a suite at Camden Yards last night. We did a little thing for the NIL with basketball for Maryland. But
changed everything, hadn't it?
We can get into that. That's a whole show in itself.
When's Gary coming back now, right? No, Gary didn't want any part of this.
I'm sure a lot of the older guys are glad that they're watching now. But it's a whole interesting game, and recruiting-wise, and certainly the transfer portals and everything. But we're here for the foundation.
No,
I come back one day.
Frank Collatus here, Terry Aronson Tark here on behalf of the college basketball season tip-off event for Cal Ripken Sr. and the foundation. It's next week. I'm going to be a part of it. It's a luncheon. So if you follow me on social media, I'll be having some fun and maybe grabbing some other guests on the way in. Give me the genesis of you getting involved with Cal Ripken Sr. and the foundation, Frank. I mean, I've known Frank from Graymar and Ed Block for many, many years back when I was doing their community work back in the 90s. You've always had a bent for sports and for trying to raise funds for good causes, sure.
Amen. Well, Senator Kelly, as he's known as, you know Big Frank. Right?
I know Big Frank. I know Little Frank. I know all the Franks.
Right.
I know Brian. I know John. I know cyclers.
I'm having dinner with Frankie next Tuesday. But anyway, Big Frank called me. He said, I got something I want you to get involved with. I said, okay, Big Frank. And that's how it started. That was that simple.
Just that.
Big Frank.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
He brings people together, right? You're talking about networking in this town. Put him here and we got everybody for sure.
That's
maybe
right.
I'm not sure. Tark, how'd you get involved in this?
Well, again, you know, as members of or board members of the foundation.
So you were in the beginning.
Yes. Well.
Yeah, both of us were. We started the same year.
Frank and I came on the board the same year. Through Frank Kelly. Frank was the one that had asked us to join in, and we had the meetings back then up at the Aberdeen Stadium. It's progressed quite a bit since then. When looking around the concrete flooring and sitting at a make-believe boardroom table and thinking where we're going to go.
The Villanova fight song on my phone. I'll get rid of it.
I knew we'd get interrupted. Is that Jay Wright on the phone, or what's going on there?
Nothing changed.
Does anybody know the Villanova fight song but him? Can you sing it or no?
No.
Maryland, we're all behind you.
There you go.
You don't hear that.
There you go.
You don't want any part of that.
V for Villanova.
You don't want any part of that.
V for Villanova. No, we kicked their ass in the 70s in football. And we beat him at basketball.
50 years ago. And we beat him 50 years ago.
Sorry, that's the era I'm from. And we beat him at basketball the last two times we played him. Because you sat right behind the Maryland bench. I'm behind Villanova bench. And we beat you 2 years in a row.
Yes.
He's been there since Raleigh, right?
Yes. Pardon me?
You've been there since Raleigh, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's been there since...
Before Raleigh.
Yeah.
Al Severns, actually.
He was around for Pinckney and all that back there, right?
I know Eddie. Eddie's a great guy. Easy Ed.
That was a nice year you had back there in 85, right?
National championship.
That's it. It was a year I graduated high school.
18 national championships.
See, I'm winding him up, letting him go.
Why are you doing this, Ness?
Get my heart racing, man.
Just let him have a good time.
But this is a repeat of a story that I've heard.
My audience has only heard it 100 times. you.
Those Maryland guys can't get into Villanova. It's a special school.
I'd start with him and tell him my son went to the Hall, Perry Hall.
Right.
And that upsets Frank Kelly, too. I promise you that does every time I use that one. We're out here at Cooper's North. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We're giving away some scratch-offs, some Raven scratch-offs. Don't tell John Martin, but I still have a handful of the Show Me 10,000. I'm giving those away, too. We're going to be next Thursday at the Beaumont in Catonsville. Got some great guests lined up for that. That is a special Thursday edition of our Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're doing most of these out on Fridays, trying to promote great things and great causes, getting out in the community. We're here at Cooper's North. We're Mace Chapel. Frank Collada's here. Tark is here. Terry Aronson, formerly Tark's Grill. And you had two at one point, didn't you?
What's that?
Do you have a couple of Tark's at one point, or do you just have one?
No, just the one.
All right.
No, there were thoughts and rumors that we were, but we didn't. We stayed with one. It was a great
What fills your days now? People, come in, used to see you in a restaurant. If they know you're, maybe they don't keep up with you. What are you doing? Other than this, what's going on with your life? You hitting a golf ball? You having fun? You're going to Ravens games? What are you doing?
All the above. But I'm still employed by a national company, Chicago Title Insurance Company.
Okay.
And I do commercial transactions, real estate transactions all over the country.
Still working on it.
I'm out of Jacksonville, Florida. And I do spend most of my time in Florida, in Vero Beach, Florida. I'm a resident of Florida.
Orioles came this close to having spring training.
I could tell you the meeting that I had down there back then.
They could tell you about it, too, and they told me about it. So
when Peter was in Vero, he loved Vero. His brother-in-law, Lou Casores, loved Vero. And there were just a few situations that the town of Vero just could not, I guess, agree with Mr. Angelos. And
you've been going there long enough to remember Dodgertown? Because I never made it to Dodgertown.
I was at the last game to Dodgertown with the St. Louis Cardinals and the L.A. Dodgers.
I wish I would have made it one time because I had a chance, back in the 90s when it was still there.
Yes, I'll tell you what. It's a great facility. It's still there. It operates for a lot of other reasons now. But at the same time, you go back into the 50s when the ownership of the Dodgers realized that the best thing to do is keep these players on campus. We got them 24/7. They're gonna practice. They're gonna learn, and they're gonna do it all right here. And they had accommodations for the players, for their families. They had a golf course surrounding Dodgertown.
I'm sure it got funded a lot better once they got from Brooklyn out to L.A., too. You know what I mean? Once that happened, it changed everything. I mean, Koufax, Drysdale, all that happened.
It was a game changer with what they developed there, and a lot of other teams have now, gone and done tremendous spring training facilities. The one in Sarasota for the Orioles. I know you've been there, and that's...
Janet Marie did an unbelievable job.
I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Any of your listeners, if you've never been, you should go. The Orioles have done a spectacular job. Of course, they're one of the hottest teams in baseball right now. And looked like we took down which I think will probably be the Cy Young Award winner this year last night.
Well, Bradish pitched well. And it's good.
Oh, he's been pitching unbelievable.
It's been great, I think, for anybody of our generation. I'll put myself with you guys at this point to say 79, 83. That's a long time ago.
Oh, yes,
it's
it
a long time ago. And we remember what it used to be like. And this is the beginning of that. Having star players, having players that are doing exciting things. Rutschman, they gave a shirt away for Henderson the other night, right? Like,
yes.
These are becoming household names. This is an opportunity for the franchise. You guys run businesses. You've run businesses. I've run a business. This is a chance for their business to sort of pick this thing up and grow over the next 10 years.
66-85, the best record in Major League Baseball. The
sure,
Birds.
Absolutely.
National and American.
Even better than the Yankees.
The record. Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, Frank's been on a show before many years ago. Ed Block, I remember being in a tuxedo. You always look good in a tuxedo out there in Martin's West. How have I never had you on my show before, Tark? How is this possible?
You want the truth?
You
nothing
avoided
but
me.
The truth?
You avoided me.
I never avoided anybody. I never avoid anybody. I like controversy.
That's why you avoided me. That's what it is. That's why you avoided me. Terry Aronson here. Tell everybody about the event and how they can be involved. I heard you said you got 80 tables, right? I mean, this is a
big...
You're sold out. You can't even buy a ticket. Okay.
We're sold out.
What can people do to help and be a part of the foundation on other times?
Get on the reserve list in case somebody backs out.
Okay. It's at the Marriott downtown. Right?
Marriott Waterfront.
Right across
from
Four Seasons.
That's always been there, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Every year.
Oh, who we got this year? Who's coming by? Scott Van Pelt. Jay Wright, you're bringing him down. Gary coming. Who's coming this year?
Yep. This year, the two Hall of Fame coaches, Jay Wright and Gary Williams. And what's going to be fun about this is they're the young coaches from Villanova. You know, with Kyle Neptune picking up for Jay Wright, and of course Mark Turgeon being between Gary and Kevin Willard, who's the present new coach for Maryland. I think the conversation that Scott Van Pelt will initiate will have a lot to do with the old coaches and the new coaches, and how they think and how they deal with the transfer portal and with the NIL. It's going to be very
interesting. Well, guys like Willard that come from the old school to go to the new school, it has been like a delineation of how you're going to recruit, what your boosters are, what they are, where your sponsors are, where you sit, how much money you're going to get from the new Big Ten that you go into the Big Ten. So it's a new world. We've talked about this our whole lives, and bag men and bag money and FedEx money and fake SAT. So all of that, right?
I don't know anything about that.
Of course not. But now this is the level set for the future of college sports, quite frankly.
We could do a whole show on this.
Let's go. That's what I do for a living.
You know, the transfer portal, and I was with Coach Willard last night. It was pretty funny because he brought up a story about, you know, his waning days
keep going.
Seton Hall. And
Big
about
East.
The transfer portal, and he's looking at the players, and they had just lost, and he's going, what to do now? I'm in the transfer portal. He's in a transfer portal. He's in a transfer portal. These guys are coming back. I'm going to take these guys for lobster and steaks. And he says, because they're coming back to the Seton Hall program. But being that I'm in a transfer portal, you know, we're all lost right now. All these kids are lost. And until somebody picks up their value and how that works, Nestor,
philosophically, you used to think you were there 3-4 years, right? If you're a really good player, maybe 2 or 3 years, even in the modern era. I'm not going back to the 70s where Krzyzewski wouldn't put your name on the ceiling unless you were there 5 years or whatever, right?
Sure.
So the expectations, you know, every part of it has changed. I mean, for Gary, where he was an American to Ohio State to Maryland, the world changed, right? I mean, it's always been a changing thing because the pot's growing bigger, the revenue pile's always grown bigger, and the battle cry of these kids aren't getting paid. I mean, and that went on forever. It made me sick on March Madness to think everybody in the place is making money but the people doing the work.
Right.
That was always a sick feeling for me once I got old enough to be 40 years old and understand what it would have been like to be 19. So I don't begrudge these kids this, but I do say this is a, you know, incredible change, and there's going to be unintended consequences everywhere in every way from this, I think.
My belief there is that when California legislature okayed paying their athletes in the state of California, the NCAA stepped back, didn't think it was going to spread, didn't think it would occur. And because this is me believing that if they would have stepped up, faced the situation honestly, as you said, these kids are doing all the work, getting none of the money, and they're coming from poverty areas, a lot of them.
And their coach is making $8 million a year. Paid by the state in many cases.
And these kids are up at 6 a.m. and they're going to bed, and they've spent the whole day either in the weight room, on a practice field, in study hall, in coaches meetings, and then finally get to eat dinner, God knows what time, when most of the people are way done dinner time, and then they got to do their extra study, and people don't realize.
It's not as glorious as it looks from 7 to 9
no
on
question.
ESPN when you go out and dribble. There's no doubt about that.
No question.
And we've all lived that life. You've been on planes with these kids. I've been there at practices, watching the coaches, watching them after they lose, when there's an injury, when there's a transfer. For all the years, you talk about transfer portal. This has been going on the last 20 years where, you know, Gary had kids transfer that he had plans for, and kids come in and things change. So I just think moving forward, it's not going to be recognizable as we recognize it, any more than we would recognize Maryland and the ACC.
There's already rumors abounding about some of the money that's going to be paid to these kids.
Oh.
I mean, the dollars are ridiculous. And do they, or, you know, should it be paid that much money? That's where I think the NCAA missed the beat by not coming in ahead of that and setting tiers for the players, whether you get X in your freshman year, sophomore year, junior year, or senior year, certainly depending on, you know, what position, whether you're on the field or you're not. And
somebody would have been arguing free market on that. You know, if you're Bo Jackson, if you're the quarterback at Alabama, that's different than being the gymnast at Tennessee.
It is. But the NFL has, you know, they're all slotted in the draft system. Baseball's all slotted in the draft system. Why couldn't you have done it with the NCAA? They refused to believe it was going to occur. Now it's occurred, and now it's, you know, it is what it is.
You guys mentioned the tough conversation of this and to say, hey, you want to get into this. That's what your luncheon's all about to some degree, is talking about the realities. You're mentioning how it's going to be different for young coaches than it was, how it's going to be different for Willard than it even was for Turgeon. Certainly way, way different than Lefty or Bob Wade or, you know, going back 30 years ago. Tark is here. Terry Aronson. Frank Collada is here. I always say Graymar when I think of you. Is that wrong? That was a long time ago, though.
Nobody responds like Graymar.
There you go.
Me and Stan White.
Dex. There you go. Dex. So tickets are not available, but we're doing good things here. Tell me about the Ripken Foundation, where some of this money goes, Tark.
Well, let me start off by saying this, Ness. The Ripken Foundation literally is in front of over 1 million kids a year. A million.
That we touch.
In their events and after school programs. The foundation, since Frank and I have been on board, and not that it's our responsibility, but certainly an advocate of what they've been doing, is where they've built out over 110 or 120 baseball multi-purpose fields.
That's the hook to get the kids all
over the country. They have the STEM programs that are just increasing every day through the foundation's efforts. And so all these at-risk kids in some of the worst areas
of our country,
they have built just spectacular fields that the kids, their relatives and their friends all join in and participate in community fields,
right
in the center of some really bad areas.
I mean, beautiful fields in these areas.
And they're kept up. I mean, and they're not like they're built and then not noticed or not taken care of. They're as good today as they were
the first day
10 years ago.
Well, I'll tell you this. Coming to the banquet. The banquet is next month. They start in October. It's a Marriott Waterfront. I keep wanting to call it the Marquee. I don't know why I keep saying that. But the season tip-off, college basketball. Frank and Terry have been doing this for over a decade with the Cal Ripken Senior Foundation and raising money and doing more. I tell you what, I'll learn more about this at the luncheon, I'm sure. I'm sure the food's going to be great. The conversation's going to be great. And we're kicking off basketball season. Anything you guys want to say about football season here? You know, I mean, this is going to air after the Patriots-Ravens game, but you know, the football season, it creates a whole focus, I think, for sports and sports fans. We got wagering open in the state right now. I think it is it's just getting bigger, football. I mean, I was watching a game on Amazon Prime Thursday. My wife had to figure out how to watch it. I want to watch the Steelers and the Browns. I couldn't figure out how to even do it. I'm old.
You got a wife that showed you how to do it. I had a wife that wasn't interested, and I couldn't do it, so I didn't watch it last night.
You missed the game.
I was at the Orioles game last night, but when I got home, I knew it was going to be around the mid-third quarter, and I'm fidgeting with my phone, and I'm thinking,
you know what you need to do? You guys know Frank Kelly, and I'm going to end the segment with this, because we talked about Frank, and Frank was involved with your involvement. I've known Frank a long, long time, and when the internet changed, about 07, 08, 09, I guess Frank was pushing mid-60s up on 70. He was the only human I had ever met over the age of 50 who had not a BlackBerry. He had an iPhone first. Yep. He was the first one texting. I remember meeting him. I said, give me your phone number. I'll give you a call. He said, nah, I'm just going to text you, man. I'm just going to text you. Yeah. And I'm thinking, this was at a time when people my age weren't texting. Yeah. So, you know, technology's everything, right? Technology's everything.
One thing about change, it happens.
It does happen. Yep. We got to adjust to it. Frank, it's always good to see you. He never changes. Frank Collada, man. Tark.
Yes, it's a pleasure, man.
I had many, many, many a salad and a sandwich at Tark's.
As soon as we get off air, I'm going to tell you why I wasn't on your show. No, I'm only kidding.
Hey, thanks,
31 years, I finally got Tark on, and it took charity.
But
Cal Ripken Sr. bringing people together.
This is a good man right here, and he has done so much for this town.
Frank?
And his sporting
about me?
Ways.
Frank?
No, Frank does things for a lot of people. You do things for the town and for the city and the state of Maryland.
When you see Steve Bisciotti, I want you to tell him that. Promise me you'll tell him that.
Tell him that. Can't promise you'll listen, but I'll tell him. No.
When you capture his attention,
I'll see Steve at the
Frank,
Buffalo game.
Love you, appreciate you. Good luck to Villanova football here this year, right?
Brother. And hoops.
And I'm going to get to meet Jay Wright?
Personally, yeah. We got to get a picture of you and
Jay
together.
Jay Wright used to call the show. I've been on here 31 years. I remember Jay when he was the lowly Hofstra guy, right?
Yep.
Playing in it wasn't Big South. It was, what was it?
The division. Not the Eastern.
Towson, East Coast Conference.
CAA.
CAA, was it? No, it was before that. No, ECC maybe? Either way.
Yeah. Hofstra. ECAC,
ECAC.
It was Hofstra, Lehigh, Bucknell. Right. It was all those schools, right? So this is in the 90s. I've been on here 5-6 years. And I was always booking guests on. We would call the Hofstra PR person and say we want to have Jay on. They're playing Towson, playing Terry Truax over at the Towson Center. I love Terry Truax is literally
one of my dear friends.
He's a good man.
Well, I'll tell
still
you what,
is.
Just to bring his name up on the program is a gift to me.
Yep.
I love Terry. Terry loved
wonderful
me.
Wonderful man.
So, beat
Michigan, didn't he, in the NCAA tournament? First game? Yes, sir.
Didn't beat Michigan in the tournament.
They beat
Louisville on
Louisville.
Monday night.
It's a Louisville.
So, nonetheless,
close.
I got a better memory than him.
I was going to say, Frank, don't test my man.
Yeah, well, anyway, so Hofstra comes into the Towson Center, and I had Jay on a show. And I, you know, talking, how's your kids, and how's Towson, and whatever. And I gave him a little hard time about being a Coach Calipari or, you know, Patino in the mold. So he's on the floor, and, you know, there's 1,200 people at the Towson Center. It's a sleepy Tuesday night, 1996. Jay's storming aside, looking like a wrestling manager, right? Like, look perfectly coiffed and everything. And I'm on the court. Calipari! So you know, I rode him for 40 minutes at the Towson Center. So much that he looked back, he's smiling at me, winking at me. And I thought, one day he's going to go to Villanova and win multiple national championships, you know. But I didn't know that, right? Who knew?
He is one great man. I mean,
he was always great to me. I haven't talked to him in 20 years.
You'll see him.
He was always great to me.
You'll
he really was.
See him, yeah.
And maybe he'll remember me heckling him at the Towson Center.
I guarantee he will.
I was like Robin Ficker at the Bullets game.
Oh, yeah.
Tark is here. Frank Gallott is here. I am here. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We're letting ourselves play. You know what? You guys are you guys of legal age? Just making sure, because I'm not going to card you guys, because I did offer one to one somebody, and she said, I'm 17. I said, you can't have one. So there you go. Maryland Lottery, our friends, of course, at the Restaurant Association of Maryland. It is Restaurant Week. Tell everybody how important Restaurant Week is. You're a restauranteer a long time. Tell people about the importance of restaurants showing off this week, making specials, man, bringing people out to eat.
Restaurant Week, when it was established for the purpose of getting people out, going to restaurants they might not have an opportunity to go to, maybe because of price, location, whatever. But the specials that respective restaurants put out there and put out at a decent price gets new people into it. And you might find a new restaurant that you never went before. Try a new place, and you'll enjoy.
There you go.
You know, our days at Tark's Grill, and the guys that took over for myself and my partners are doing an excellent job there. And they came in from the city. They're out here in the county now, and they're banging it good. So, I'm put a plug in for the boys over at Tark's Grill.
Go Window go, Nation. Go I'm going to wear the bucket hat. I had the visor. I look like I'm dealing cards when I do that. And, of course, our friends at Goodwill. Lise Rosiniak came on the program this week, the CEO at Goodwill. They're doing great things, recycling plastic. I did a big story on that this week. And, of course, it's Halloween. It's their biggest time of the year to give. My wife and I are going to be Saturday morning, no kidding, taking everything we can fill because they couldn't bring a truck over to us. They're a little undermanned at Goodwill on the truck, so I'm doing it myself. So Saturday morning, our summer cleaning becomes our fall distribution. Give to Goodwill. Take care of them. And make sure you stop at Cooper's North and get yourself a bowl of gumbo. I have done that. Leonard Raskin from Raskin Global is going to be coming by. Kate Pike is coming by from Be More Humane, where we adopted both of our cats, our beautiful girl Nala. Boy, yeah. What do you got something for me?
Got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Did you ever think about being an auctioneer? Now I see the
dropping the gavel. I'm going to give a free plug to Leonard Raskin because he's my financial advisor. He's coming by and doing a show today. He had his 35th anniversary last weekend. It was a beautiful night. I was going to tell him when he comes. I didn't know you had so many friends or good friends too. Like he had a beautiful room of people, a couple hundred people, and he gives a parting gift. It was a crab feast last weekend because he knows the crabs are cheap in September. He's a money guy, right? He comes up with this. I want everybody to see this at home. This you actually opened a beer. With the crab, this is patented. You actually open the beer with the crab mallet, right? And then you have a crab mallet.
How good is that?
Right? I mean,
who's this?
That's Leonard Raskin from Raskin Global. Huh. He came up. So he did. This isn't his patent. This is just it's a marketing thing, But he has a only one person makes this. So there.
Where do I get that?
Well, I'm going to find out when Leonard gets here. That's why we do the show. I don't know.
Perfect.
I'll have to ask him.
I want to order a dozen.
Appreciate you. Cal Ripken Senior Foundation doing the basketball tip-off next week. I'll be doing social media from there. Big appreciation to Patrick, everybody out here at Cooper's. We're going to roll on. It's a Maryland Crab Cake Tour. At some point, I'll have a crab cake. I'm already a bowl of gumbo deep. We are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.